Kulakshayapranasyanti.
Kulakshayapranasyanti.
Kuladharma sanatanaha.
Kuladharma sanatanaha.
Dharmenasti kulam krishnam.
Dharmenasti kulam krishnam.
Adharmo vibhavatyuta.
Adharmo vibhavatyuta.
Kulakshaya pranasyanti.
Kulakshaya pranasyanti.
Kula dharma sanatanaha.
Kula dharma sanatanaha.
Dharmenasti kulam krishnam.
Dharmenasti kulam krishnam.
Adharmo vibhavatyuta. Pranasyanti.
Pranasyanti.
Yes, she will say.
Kula dharma.
Kula dharma.
Atrações familiares.
Atrações familiares.
Sanatana.
Sanatana.
Eterna.
Eterna.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Religião.
Naste.
Naste.
Sendo destruída.
Sendo destruída.
Kulam.
Kulam.
Família.
Família.
Krishnam.
Krishnam.
Adharmaha.
Adharmaha.
A religião.
A religião.
Abhibhavati.
Abhibhavati.
Transforma.
Transforma.
Uta.
Uta.
Está dito. A tradução é a seguinte: com a descrição da dinastia, a tradição eterna da família extingue-se, e assim o resto da família se envolve em que religião? Então, por favor, com a descrição da dinastia,
com a descrição da dinastia,
a eterna tradição da família extingue-se,
a eterna tradição da família extingue-se,
e assim o resto da família.
E assim o resto da família
se envolve em irreligião.
Se envolve em irreligião.
Significado, deixa eu dar um tapa.
Deixa eu dar um tapa.
O sistema da instituição Varnashram, há muitos princípios e tradições religiosas que servem para ajudar os membros da família a obter uma boa formação e alcançar os valores espirituais. Os membros mais velhos são responsáveis por tais processos purificatórios na família, começando do nascimento e indo até a morte. Mas, com a morte dos membros mais velhos, tais tradições familiares que visam a purificação podem cessar, e os restantes membros mais jovens da família podem desenvolver hábitos irreligiosos e então perder a oportunidade de sua salvação espiritual. Portanto, não há motivo algum que justifique a matança dos membros mais velhos da família.
So this is Arjuna giving reasons why he should not fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna knows everything about the science of Varna and Ashrama. As an expert king, as an expert leader, he is perfectly qualified to guide the whole universe, to guide the whole world and to guide the whole universe. Unfortunately, today we have no such qualified leaders. The scene was set, or we got a preview of what was coming in Kali Yuga at the very beginning of Kali Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
Maharaj Parikshit, the grandson of Arjuna. Who had inherited the kingdom was traveling around his kingdom to see the state of affairs, the state of the people. Affairs, activities, the state of the union. He came across a man, a very low-class man, who was dressed just like a king. He was very black in color, and he had very ugly features, and he was engaged in beating a bull. The cow and the bull represent religion, religious principles. So Maharaj Parikshit, seeing this unqualified person who had usurped a position of responsibility, was ready to kill him. I know. Maharaj Parikshit saw a translator who spaced out, was ready to kill her. Maharaj Parikshit saw this unqualified man who had taken by force the post of leader. Therefore, he thought it serious enough to kill that person. So Arjuna was a perfectly qualified leader, and the reasons he gave were good moral reasons why he should not fight. The Indian system of family, the Hindu system of family, is that it's called the Hindu undivided family.
O sistema indiano, o Hindu familiar, é chamado o sistema não se divide, né? Família que não se divide.
You see that grandmothers and grandfathers, their children and their children's children, uncles and aunts, they all live together. They have one or two or maybe three businesses, and all the income is pooled in the family. It's all put in the same account. And if somebody needs something, they get what they need. but nobody is able to take away everything. And if there are any problems, it always happens, husband and wife have a fight, then the wife can go to the grandmother and grandfather, the husband can go to another family member and get guidance. They don't have to go to a very expensive psychiatrist or family counselor. Everything is there within the family unit. Young people often do things on impulse without careful consideration. They are young, they're moving quickly, they have plans, everything is... So, the older people were also... When they were young. And they made lots of mistakes. And now they're in a position to give that wealth of experience to the next generation. And especially in the matter of spiritual life, young people often think that spiritual life is something that you do when you are old and incapacitated and can no longer be active in society, then you go to the church. But the old people, having learned some philosophy, having experienced many things, can guide the younger generations. That is why we see at the present moment we have more problems in society than ever before, more personal problems. Because there is no longer a large undivided family, but we have the nuclear family. Husband and wife. And they see each other day in, day out, year after year. After a couple of years, sex attraction, the novelty of sex, wears off. And then you're faced with dealing with another person. And probably by this time you have one or two children. So it becomes very important how you interact.
você vai interagir.
Your maturity, your patience, your determination to succeed.
Sua maturidade, sua paciência, sua determinação em ser bem-sucedido.
Your understanding, until death do us part. I think you take this vow in Catholic Church, yes? It's actually very important. We must banish the idea of divorce from our minds. If there are problems, we can understand that that is my karma. But it is psychologically self-defeating. It is psychologically self-defeating right from the very beginning to keep at the back of your mind, if things don't work out here, I can always get a divorce. In some parts of the world now, they even have contract marriage. When the contract runs out, then you have to decide whether you will renew the contract or not. And that can ruin either of the partners, or it can, I call it slow abortion, it can destroy the children's lives. So we need mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, aunts and uncles to impress upon us the importance of family tradition. So Arjuna is saying that if I kill all these warriors, then they are the heads of families. Then who will protect the family unit? And there's also a fact that sannyasis can travel and preach, give lectures, quote Sanskrit, do so many tricks. Put on a good show. But it is the householders who will maintain the religious principles and support the preaching work. So it sounds old-fashioned from today's Rock in Rio perspective. From MTV perspective. From, you know, society where 60% of marriages end in divorce, separation or annulment. But if you have not already been through a divorce, or even if you have, you should know that it is a very emotional, painful experience. It is not chic. It's not the thing to do.
Well, that's the thing.
In fact, sometimes my disciples come to me. One boy came to me, and his wife had ran off with another man, and she wanted to get a divorce. Now, I feel sorry for the girl. She claims she was abused by her father when she was young. So she has no idea what responsibility in relationship is. To make a relationship like a family work takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy. It's a very important devotional service, and it is practically a science. As I've said many times before, the word love is a verb. It's not as much a noun as it is a verb. One of my management gurus was giving an example one time of how he was asked by one of his students to come and speak to the student's wife. So he agreed, and he went into the club where they were, husband and wife were sitting. He sat down with them. So then the husband said, "Stephen, my wife and I have come to a conclusion that our relationship is over."
nosso relacionamento acabou.
That feeling of love that we had when we were younger, it's gone. So then Mr. Covey said, well, Bill, why don't you love her? No, no, Stephen, you don't understand. It's gone. So then Covey said, okay, so then why don't you love her? Why don't you love him? We're thinking it was something that just happened, raganuga, you know, spontaneous. But in fact, it takes hard work to make a relationship successful. Real love is friendship and mutual respect. So we need experienced grandmothers and grandfathers, family tradition, to remind us of these things. Arjuna could see that if I kill the leaders of the families, then the women will be unprotected. In fact, in the next verse, he says that Adharma Bibhavat Krishna Pradushanti Kulastriya. When family traditions are destroyed, the women are unprotected, they're exploited by unscrupulous men, and unwanted children are born. And I think, and I'm nobody, but I think in Brazil you have experienced this phenomena. Of unwanted children. 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, there were so many stories in the press of street children. Nobody wanted them, so the police killed them, murdered them, butchered them. What was their fault? They were the product of a society that has gone mad. Varna Shankara, unwanted progeny. So this doesn't only happen amongst poor people. It happens on every strata of society. So Arjuna is giving good reasons why he should not fight. But Krishna wants him to fight. Krishna has his own reasons. Krishna has complete vision of the entire picture. On one level, because Arjuna killed hundreds of millions of people at Kurukshetra, we are suffering today. year after year, we are getting farther and farther away from a family model that has God in the center and that works very nicely. Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. Now, we can't stop Kali Yuga. It's going to get worse. We're all going to get cheated and exploited. But if we get serious, we have to get serious about spiritual life. And it takes some hard love, as Bhakti Tirtha Swami calls it. We have to build a better society, a better community with Prabhupada and Krishna in the center. And we should not tolerate cheaters. If someone is just here to have a good time or to exploit others, then we don't need them. Better we have a few good men who are serious to do something well than thousands of people who are a little nuts. Who want to spoil everything. We can create a better community. Right now we're not doing such a good job. We're pioneers, and we also come from a corrupt background. But if we're serious and try our best, the next generation and the next generation and the next generation will get better and better. So we need courageous men and women who want to come out from darkness, who want to create Satya Yuga in the middle of Kali Yuga. A friend of mine told me in India about a family that kept cows in their courtyard of their house, that they fed those cows. They had 3-4 cows, and they fed them with cashews, pistachios, almonds, sweet spices, raisins. After 7 generations of those cows, you could take a pot of milk from those cows and put it in a room like this, and the sweet aroma would fill up the whole room. So read Prabhupada's books, get yourself convinced. In 1975, Prabhupada was in Mayapur. One man to his room were about 20 devotees. So Prabhupada sat back on his asana and he said, "So, are you convinced yet?" "Are you convinced, Jayapataka? Are you convinced, Bhagavan? Are you convinced yet?" So you get yourself convinced. And then let's do something to make the world a better place. Let's do something where we can raise our families with the security of knowing that they will be happy, healthy, and Krishna conscious. Believe me, things are not going to get better if they go on the same way they are. This morning I quoted Einstein, who said, "One kind of madness." If we continually go on acting in the same way as we always have, we will get better results. Any questions? Let go away when they're vanquished. Pranashyanti means become vanquished. Finished.
Na sociedade Iscom, por exemplo, nós temos temos alguns membros sênios. E o senhor, por exemplo, é um deles. Então eu queria agradecer para o senhor estar aqui nos ajudando e nos guiando, porque vocês também dando alguns conselhos no Uraviado e ajudando a se fazer uma festa melhor para a Cristo.
In my next life, I will try to take birth in Brazil.
Quero fazer uma pergunta. Vem assim, tem assim, né, que o sujeito ele fala que no cantar dos nomes, não há regras e regulações para cantar os nomes de Krishna. Então eu queria entender esse aspecto. Por que ele te fala que tem essa afirmação, se tem todas as regras para seguir para ter um cantátil? Eu pensei
que a gente
tivesse que
ter
I didn't quite understand that. Sikshastakam,
yes. There rules. Are no rules for chanting your holy name.
Yes, yes.
She asked, well, how is that? She asked, how is that?
What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda. Oh. How old are you? 23. You don't look
23.
Yes. Oh, it's big. Okay. Yena tena prakarena mana krishna niveshaya. The first and most important thing is to get people to think of Krishna by any means. Sarva siddhi nishesha adyur. I forget the exact Sanskrit, but rules and regulations can be introduced later on. So it's true there are no hard and fast rules in the beginning, but if you want to go deeper and make more progress, there certainly are guidelines. Christopher Columbus discovered Brazil. America. So, after he got back to Spain, he was a big hero with the King of Spain, and he was given a lot of honor. But certain envious people said, what's so special? He just got in the boat and he sailed west and he bumped into America. What's so big? Bumped into, sailed into, crashed into, I don't know. Okay, she said bumped. Okay. So then Christopher Columbus went into the center of the king's court and he called for a table and an egg and a spoon. You know this story? And he said, all right, any of you, using the spoon, take the egg and stand it straight up and down. So many princes and courtiers came forward and tried to balance the spoon against the egg, or some tried to put the spoon straight down on the ground and put the egg on the corner where the mouth of the spoon is. They tried different things. Nobody could do it. So then, Chris walked up to the egg, took it in his left hand, took the spoon, and went with the convex part of the...